Hey guys, this is Laura with KTSW, and I'm here today with Gringo Star. How did y'all come up with naming yourself Gringo Star? Are y'all big Beatles fans? Or?
We work with a lot of Mexicans in Atlanta, and they call us Gringo.
Did you guys kind of join forces and come together and start?
I guess we all played in different bands, and our other bands have played shows with their bands, and you know, that way.
We all lived together for a minute, like yeah, Chris's old band and our band all live in a house. Peter still lives there. Kind of all just been hanging out together for the last years.
Where would you say your inspiration for your music comes from?
I don't know. Musically, I guess there's a pretty wide spectrum for us. I don't know. We all like a lot of older stuff, but I mean, not just older stuff. I don't know. Everyone have to speak for themselves on that, I guess. I grew up listening to a lot of 50s music and earlier even, like classical stuff even, some.
Yeah, I feel like we all kind of like listen to a good amount of like 50s and 60s rock and roll kind of stuff, and that's where we all, I guess, meet together, you know what I mean?
I think we're also very inspired by the city of Atlanta, whether we know it or not.
Yeah, definitely. A ton of Georgia-based, like, old, I don't know, a lot of rock and roll from Georgia. Otis Redding, James Brown, like, you know, in Alabama and stuff, like Arthur Alexander and, like, old just, like, rock and roll singers. But, you know, get inspiration from all sorts of places.
So, you say you get inspiration from Atlanta. While you've been in Austin, have you guys been inspired by like the Austin mecca of music at all? Or
see, I like Austin more when it's not South by Southwest. You know, that it's just a little like it's just information overload, kind of. You know,
very intense, it's, man.
Yeah, inspiring might not be the right word for it. It's fun.
It's an overload of everything, kind of. Just like so many people here right now. But it's cool to just walk down the street and see tons of different stuff, you know.
It's good to see our friends, too. Usually, like, a lot of our friends are here. That's inspiring.
Like, tonight we're playing with some guys we play a lot with in Cincinnati. They're playing tonight with us on our showcase at Red Eyed Fly. And we bumped into, like, a bunch of people from Atlanta and New York and different places where we tour and stuff. Philadelphia, Boston. It's, like, cool to see people you see out on tour. It seems like everybody's here.
So this summer, you guys are going to be a part of a festival in Cincinnati. Are y'all really pumped for that?
Yeah, that'll be cool. Festivals are always, I think playing outside is like so much fun.
I like Cincinnati a lot, so I'm always excited to go back to Cincinnati. It's a little gem of a city.
Definitely.
Where do you guys see yourself in like the next month?
In the next month, I'll still be sleeping this one off, I think, in a month.
We're doing like regional type shows the next several weeks and just like playing around like Florida. We're doing a tour in Florida, a few like three shows down there, and we just finished our new album. We're gonna release it later in the summer, so start getting together like artwork and stuff and get that. That's real fun.
What can Gringo fans expect to see off of your new album?
Ooh. Can't really give too much away.
strictly confidential right now. We signed a thing with Cam's lawyer that we can't really talk about. I don't know, we recorded it all in our studio, like did it all ourselves, and which is a departure from the last couple albums we did like in nicer studios, worked with some people on. So I mean, it gave us a lot more time to experiment and do stuff we might not have done if we were like watching the clock when we gotta, you know, get in and get out.
We put out a 7-inch a couple of months ago. and those two songs are on the album. So definitely like in that vein.
We'll go get the 7-inch.
We should have brought a copy for you.
So you guys, how would you describe your music to someone who's never heard of y'all?
Usually just tell if somebody asks me, I just usually say it's rock, you know, but kind of rock with like an older influence. Most simply, that's what it is.
So have you guys, I saw on your Facebook page that you guys really like tacos. is that true? And what would your all-time favorite taco be?
I'm trying to think of my favorite taco. Oh no.
Fried avocado looks pretty good over there.
But Atlanta's got some great Mexican food, you know? And it's different style than Texas and West Coast and stuff. And I don't think people realize that it's actually, like, there's no, like, people don't talk about, like, Southeast Mexican food, but it's actually really good. And it's kind of its own style, you know? There's a lot of restaurants in Atlanta we go to.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today at KTSW. And this was Gringo Star and Laura. Thanks.